Dai na na dai 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 na na dai 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 la la dai 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 la dai dai la dai dai la la dai 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 la la dai 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 la la dai 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 la dai dai la dai
for the lesson. One of the rare recordings of the conversations Rav Leitman had with the Rabash. Rabash, an allegory about a person who is engaged in Torah and prayer all day long, or in work and trade, or such like. Sometimes a thought comes to him. What benefit do you get out of this? Look, what is your state in spirituality? Nothing, zero. Does this sometimes happen? But all through the day, before this thought came to him, he was a good man. This begs the question, why does he feel worse now? Did he truly become more lowly now, while all day long he was all right? Or is it the other way around? What's your opinion? Rav, he feels that he wasn't right all day long. He was given... Rabash, I don't like ambiguity. I like it simple. Yes or no? Which is better? Which truly is better? Right now? Or was it better before?
Now is better.
Rabash, all right. Why? When he feels bad, is it better?
It's better. He feels the state.
It is not so. Now the light came to him. When a little light comes to him from above, he feels that he is not all right. Without the light, everyone is all right. I give you an allegory. This is called the Father gives the whiteness. When the light comes from above, then there is recognition of evil. Then he sees that he is not all right. Without the light from above, this cannot be seen. Without one engaging in Torah, and this is the point. He is all right. He doesn't see that he is bad. To the contrary, he is righteous.
This is how it was initially, without the raising of man from the lower one.
I can't hear you.
This is without assistance from the lower one.
Yes, it is called awakening from above downwards. If one wants to know if he has some light, it's an advantage, as the advantage of light from within darkness. If he says that now it is darkness, it's a sign that he has light.
Now we're going to have an active workshop. How can we help each other remember that any state of darkness that comes is a sign that one has light? Again, how can we help each other remember that any state of darkness that comes is a sign of light.
Well, this we can do on condition that we ask each one for the others to activate this consciousness, this awareness, that the system will give us this awareness, that there's nothing to expect. You can't expect revelation within the will to receive, and concealment within the will to receive is the best opportunity to, above it, to ask and demand for the friends. How can we help one another? By asking, requesting that the friends will be adhered to the Creator. We will need, like yesterday, to give an example, to just make contact with each other, initiate contact, and when this state comes, to believe that the friends are with you and they'll remind you that it comes from the Creator, because this darkness is exactly meant to conceal this reminder. So you won't be able to remind yourself, but only to, we can only remind one another where this darkness comes from.
It's a kind of state that practically happens every day, all the time. How can we help each other pay attention? In any way we can help each other raise the importance of the Creator, so a person can measure correspondingly where he is. What am I thinking about? What's important for me? What am I doing? And then he reveals that something bad one way or another.
We agree that there's none else besides him and that he's good and benevolent. We build up this atmosphere which helps us accept the darkness as the entry of the light.
Because if a person receives any kind of illumination, then it comes with the preparation of who sent him the illumination, that shows him, compared with the illumination, how dark or the darkness he's in. That's the principle. And a person can't remember that on his own because he's immersed in that feeling. But if he's included in the system, then it extends his understanding and can give him the point of grip from which, despite the darkness, he can start working.
That's why our work is to build that system, that environment around each and every one of us, which will remind him constantly, which will be like some membrane that wraps around the person. And he just feels that whatever he remembers and knows comes from outside of him. And I think this only in an inner way, mostly, through the greatness of the goal which we seek and what we project to one another.
Many times throughout the day it's felt that you get a kind of an awakening, you get a good reminder that everything comes from him. It's felt that the friends are praying for you, or that they're praying for the benefit of the entire society. And there's no other way to explain how suddenly, in the middle of the day, you wake up, you start thinking about the Creator, the friends. It as if comes from above, but it's felt that the work was done by the friends.
How is it possible to remind each other? I think there is the matter of reciprocity here. When there is mutual obligation, when we pledge to do something for one another, then we have this reminder from below. Every mutual commitment where we commit to awakening one another, it's an opportunity to remind one another.
The thought is the strongest force. If we think about and pray for the friends, it is a force that can connect us and lead us to the right state.
And the most important thing is to remember that a person cannot awaken the system, invoke it upon himself. He has to create around him the whole kli, the vessel in which the equivalence, the light which is in bestowal is not within him. It'll always be above his own personal desire. The tents on duty today are Peter 10 number 2, the Ukraine, Germany, Berlin, Southern Golan and Petah Tikva, 10 number 14. So a question for a silent workshop. How do we hold on to one another as one man with one heart? During the lesson, let's hear it again. How do we hold on to one another as one man with one heart during the lesson? Silent workshop. Thank you.